In Ramadan Kareem, in blessed Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave us a task, a duty. In 30 days, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that when you graduate at the end of Ramadan, when you come out at the end of Ramadan, then come out as a muttaqi. And also, all the things, the resources that allow a person to attain taqwa, Allah Ta'ala allowed us to revise those and understand those, and Allah gave us the tawfiq. We did those actions which developed our taqwa. And because Ramadan has gone, there's only a few moments left. Ramadan is leaving. So the conclusion of the whole of Ramadan is sealed in one hadith. If we want to look at the conclusion of the whole month of Ramadan, then it is contained in this one hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in this small hadith, short hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sealed and given the summary of the whole of Ramadan. And what does it mean by Ramadan? That what we should have attained via Ramadan, taqwa. In this hadith, we get the whole message of what is taqwa. In other words, the hadith, the tafsir of this hadith, the explanation of this hadith, the meaning of the hadith are these, that taqwa should have come into us. In Ramadan, first and foremost, right in the beginning when the Holy Prophet spoke to us about Ramadan, so he explained to us the greatness of Ramadan. If you study the hadith, the glory of Ramadan, its high status, then it was explained that fasting is fard upon you, compulsory. Immediately after that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned this point. Without this point, in reality, all the deeds that you perform, taqwa is not completed. It will come, but it will be on and off, up and down, on and off. Because we have tasted taqwa, and we've understood, so it looks as if without taqwa, it is difficult to, inshallah, live our lives from here on in. May Allah Ta'ala allow this to happen. That it's hard for us to live our life without taqwa, because life without taqwa is life of an animal. It's a life without purpose, without an objective, and you cannot attain anything. All year long, we work hard. Even before Ramadan, we were working hard. But we didn't know clearly about our destination, and we didn't know the route or how to get to that destination. So Ramadan made us understand that, it taught us that, and it clearly explained to us that your objective is nothing except one thing. That when you are presented in the court of Allah, then make sure you are muttaqi when you are presented to Allah. You are muttaqi. Otherwise your amal will have no value. Your working hard and efforts in this world will have no value. Your ibadat will have no value. All of the value of everything will be on one point, is your taqwa. If we possess taqwa. So my brothers, big nasiha for us, Ramadan is departing. It's leaving. But do not leave this journey, and do not leave the focus on the end point, because we need to attain this before death. Don't die and depart without taqwa. So what is it that very quickly makes a person a muttaqi? What makes a person? And that is what we are being given the hint here. First and foremost, again, in that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that do this amal first and foremost. And he didn't give us hukum for anything else. The instruction was to fast, and then with regards to this point. Allah's Nabi ﷺ explained in the hadith. And what did he say in the hadith? That, and this is a very important message, that anything, don't consider anything as a minor. What does that mean? that don't consider any deed, a good deed, as a minor good deed. Never consider it as a small scale or insignificant or small in importance. Why? May it not be that you consider it as a small thing, insignificant, you leave it and you incur a very big loss. And this is the biggest mistake we make. That, for example, when we're on the dasturkhwan, we pick up the main dishes, the main items of food, and we leave the small things. You know, let's eat the big stuff first. Or let's put our hand towards this thing. This looks good. Even though it gives loss to your health, but first and foremost, we'll jump onto that, because that's the main dish. And in spite of that, if there's something smaller scale and it's good for your health, you'll leave it. So will you be healthy after eating? What will happen? You'll be ill. You'll be sick. Yeah? So fair enough, that's okay. But alongside that, those other things, the smaller things, they're important. There's more value in those things, more benefit. So Allah Ta'ala's hikmah and kamal and His greatness, subhanAllah, that the smallest of deeds or actions, Allah's put so much importance into them. Think about it. Yes, so don't consider it as insignificant, Allah says. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi says, I gave an example in this hadith, so we understand. And he gave the example that, for example, that you don't spend on something, your time's not being spent on anything, nothing at all. From this, that if you just smile and meet somebody, and smile when you're looking at them, how much have you spent doing that? How much effort did you utilize? Even for this, there's a very great value for just this deed of smiling. What's the value? That Allah becomes happy. Allah becomes happy, then all your deeds, maybe your other actions will fail. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that that action, I've forgiven you. Why? Because one day there was a man who was in distress. Maybe he was a waster. You didn't even know him. And you knew he was against you, enemy. But just a little bit, you moved your lips that I gave to you, Allah said. You widened them and you created a smile. Even if you didn't want to, but you spoke to him in a nice way. And what was in this? That in this, Allah Ta'ala says, this that you never considered anything I gave you as a minor. As a minor. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest, and everything He's given to us is great. Who are we to classify this is more important, this is not important? No. For us, the biggest thing, the greatest thing, is that will allow us to attain Allah's qurb. Allah's nearness. Most important and greatest is that thing which allows us to attain Allah's qurb. He said, though he's my shaykh, Abdul Qadir Jilani, Junaid Baghdadi shaykh. And we say, no, my shaykh, he's small in scale. Why? Because they didn't introduce me to Allah, but he has introduced me to Allah. Subhanallah. So who do I know is Abdul Qadir Jilani, Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti? Alhamdulillah, they were great people. They were, mashallah. And Allah gave them muqamah, darajat. But for me, I'm worried about myself. That this individual has shown me the path. He's my Abdul Qadir. He's my Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti. He's Mujaddad al-Thani. He's everything for me. Subhanallah. You know, Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Janijana, somebody knocked on his door. This is a true event. Great shaykh he was. Mirza Mazhar Janijana. He came out and mashallah, Nurani person stood. He said, Mazhar? He said, yes, I've come to meet you. He said, I'm very happy. Introduce yourself. He said, I'm Khizr. He said, okay, mashallah, very happy to meet you. He wasn't shocked, surprised. Because mashallah, angel comes, etc. So it's not a big deal for a Muslim that we'll get scared, oh, a jinn's come. But he won't be a jinn, he'll be an angel. If he's got nur, etc. So he wasn't shocked, surprised. He was used to this. Allah's rahmah, mercy we've got. So no problem will come to us. We are those people who remember Allah. So he said, mashallah, I'm very happy I've seen you. And in my destiny, a good fortune of mine. He said, that's fine. But I'm Khizr and you are Mazhar. Tell me, what do you need? Do you any point of ma'rifah I can teach you? And he smiled. He said, I am very happy and mashallah, my shaykh is there. I have my own shaykh. So thank you for your efforts, but I have my shaykh to guide me. He said, my Rabb, give this answer to my Rabb at the same time. So he saluted me. He said, mashallah, you are strong. You are strong. No shaitan can deviate you. So this is the point to understand. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that smallest of good things, why will it be small? What we need to see is that Allah Ta'ala, we will attain Allah's nearness through this. We want to please Allah. If there's a person, not one, many examples on the Day of Judgment, we'll see the game, the who's going into paradise and who goes into hell. That's where we'll realize the value of the actions there. There'll be different hisab there, different reckoning there, different accounts there. Allah Ta'ala Himself will be present there, and there'll be ajeeb, unique hisab accounting. People we thought were sinful, useless, bone idle, mashallah, they'll be going quickly towards Jannah. May Allah forgive, may Allah forgive. And we think that they're small and they're not important people, may Allah Ta'ala forgive, but the direction will have changed them. Allah Ta'ala says, my hisab, there won't be just what we think is piety, our standards and how we assess people, and quickly when we see someone we're really influenced quickly, so quickly. Allah Ta'ala says that, no, I'm not influenced like this. Allah Ta'ala is influenced by one thing, that whose qalb is saleem, whose heart is pure and clean and sparkling and shining. That's what Allah Ta'ala says, the sparkling clean heart, he is my servant. He is on the right path. So there, we will see in the hereafter, ajeeb individuals, and they'll be asked, what are your amal? What did you do that you're going into Jannah? He said, I didn't do anything at all. I don't even know myself. He'll say that, for example, maybe I said something. So what did you do that you can't remember that's given you paradise? He said, I was just walking along one day, and my salah was weak anyway. I had nothing really. I wasn't a pious person. So I was walking along one day and I saw that there was something, some rubbish there in front of me. And I just walked past. Listen carefully to this point I'm about to explain to you. Listen carefully. He said, I was walking past that mess and the rubbish. When I walked past in front of it, then I thought, yaar. So this is the point. This is the point. The asal good deed. This is called a good deed. Definition. So I'll explain to you in tasawwuf what this is called. The Sufi Hazrat, mashallah, I'll explain to you. So he's walking and he saw, he came back. This is a Sahih Hadith I'm telling you as well. These aren't stories, Jackanory, but my style is that it looks like a story, but it's from the Hadith. Just I do it like that so you can understand. Otherwise, I also know tariqah of explaining Hadith, technical, wah, what a point, what an alim, what a scholar. I know how to speak like that as well. But I want people to understand. I don't want praises from people. I have no need for recognition. I just want the people listening, even a little kid, I want him to understand. So he gets up. Just when he comes into my ear, that yes, I understand. Because he, like, listen, there are people, jahil people listening as well, people with understanding. What are you saying? People who are illiterate, okay, this is the point. Okay, I understand, I'll do this now. Even the jahil woman or man, they're, mashallah, the women, they're listening as well, and their phone calls come after, their messages. People who don't have that intellect, but they understand. This is the objective. So he said, I was walking along one day. Why did you go in paradise? He said, you were walking along one day. Suddenly, I thought in my mind. So here, this is the thinking here. Not even the action. This is the thing that will make us the muttaqi. The people of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala, He has put inside us one power. Is so strong, this power and this amal, that today, this is the final message I'm giving today. The conclusion. The conclusion, the essence of Ramadan. I'm sharing with you. I'm not giving this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this. The first hadith about Ramadan, he started about Ramadan, and then after that he told us about these points. Yes? These were the words. Tatawwan min taqarraba fihi khaslatan. Alhamdulillah, I remember this, the words now of the hadith. These are the words. The first hadith about Ramadan, what's it connected? How is it connected to us? Immediately he explained Ramadan, lengthy hadith about what is Ramadan, the state of Ramadan, because taqwa is what we attain from Ramadan. Taqwa. So he said that thought of that person, and then he came back from that thought. And what was that thought? That it was a thought about a good deed, this person. So he's a sinful person, fasik person, maybe evil doer, jahil, illiterate. But even for that person, Allah has prepared. And what's the preparation? Allah says, I'll give you a good thought, a good positive thought. And the Sufi Kram, they call this warid. A positive thought. In the books of tasawwuf, if you look at the kitabs, the Sufyan, the Sufi people, they call this good thought, good intention, warid. What does that mean? I'll explain this to you first. Let's go through this example again. So he said, when I thought that good thought, it made me come back. The look here on the roadway, on the pavement, and an old man will walk here, an old woman will walk here afterwards, a bit of rubbish here. Let me put it to the side. What difference does it make to me? He doesn't know he's earning a good deed. He doesn't know that in the dunya people are praising him. He doesn't know there's a video being made so people can watch him. He doesn't know he's getting a certificate. He doesn't know that afterwards people are praising him, giving him titles. He doesn't even know that he'll remember this deed. that I'll tell someone I did this. Do a good deed and forget it. Throw it into the river. SubhanAllah. So he said, that deed I did and it went into the river. I forgot about it. Allah is so kareem and merciful. Imagine Allah's system of justice that you don't have it in your mind. And as you're walking along, then you think, oh, let me give that person a lift. Sometimes you're walking, or you're driving your car, and you see a person's walking in front of you. Then you think, oh, he's an old man, it's raining, let me give him a lift. SubhanAllah. That's the action that will give you taqwa. If the hajjud won't make you on the level, that this action will give you the level. SubhanAllah. That's why I stated in the hadith, this is why Rasulullah said, that totally don't consider it as a minor action. Never consider any deed as a small deed. This is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it a ni'mah? Listen to me. Why is it a ni'mah? Warid, to have warid. The meaning of warid is a guest. What is the meaning of warid? Is a guest. So the good thought of good doing something good, this is Allah's guest that comes to you. It's come to you as a warid. So when you have a positive thought, who's giving tarjumah of this hadith? A great wali of Allah, Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Ali. That I had a bit of his sohbet in my life as well. Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, he was one of his greatest khalifas. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay, Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Ali. And such precious pearls he had of understanding. He said that a guest, warid is a guest. When you have a good thought to do something good, that's a guest that Allah Ta'ala sent to you. And when a guest comes to your house, that if you reject that guest, you understand? If you shun him, or you say, oh, please go away, will he come back to you, that guest? No, he won't come ever again. He said, he's disrespectful. He didn't honor me. But if a guest comes, and you do ehtaram, respect him, give him tea and something to drink, then that guest will feel like coming back to you. Ya, let me go back to his house again. He'll give me tea and drinks and food, etc. So the warid, the guest that Allah Ta'ala sends to you, a good thought, a positive thought to do good. This is the guest that Allah Ta'ala sent. And that guest will take you from one level to another level. If you embrace that guest, accept that guest and receive that guest and seat him and have respect for that guest. In other words, that good thought you had, you do amal on that thought, then what will happen? What's the conclusion? Is then what will happen? Then time and time again it will come to you, and time again you'll get an opportunity to do good deeds. And you'll become a fountain of good deeds. SubhanAllah. And this is the first and foremost. Say, if you want to be a muttaqi in Ramadan, then the greatest action to become a muttaqi, to attain taqwa, is that small good deed. Never consider it as a minor. Don't think it's insignificant. First do what? If you want to be a muttaqi, a strong Muslim, then never consider an action as not important. Yes, I've just told you this hadith. Tahsun min taqarba. If you desire that you want to attain taqwa, if you want to be strong, then the good deed, any good deed, that what would you get from that? You'll attain Allah's qurb, Allah's nainis. You'll attain Allah's nainis. Fi khaslatin. Due to that good deed, one good deed, due to that good deed, you attain Allah's qurb, and from that you become a muttaqi. Understand this point. We don't understand those actions. We think they're not amal. We don't think they're good deeds. We don't think there's any reward. There's no power. Whenever you have a thinking, when you think even an atom's weight in your heart, you're walking, driving, traveling, you see an opportunity. Look at the Sahaba Karam radiyallahu anhum. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhum, what a great companion. Look at his daraja, his rank, his status. And look at his amal. That, for example, when he'd only leave his house or go outside while he's sitting, he'd leave the house. Why are you leaving the house? Why are you departing? Why are you going out? He said, I'm just leaving for this reason. I see a man and I say assalamu alaikum to him, so I get a good deed. I get thawab. Did he have a need? Did he need? In Muwatta, Imam Malik rahmatullah is this hadith. Read it. This hadith. SubhanAllah. He had no need to leave his home. Have you ever thought yourselves, Allah's Nabi, who's he telling? That my son has a, so he's speaking to Anas radiallahu anhu. This is also hadith in Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, that my son, remember one thing, be careful of one thing. Rasulullah is telling Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that when you go home, then say salam to your family. There's goodness for you, and there'll be barakah for your family members as well. SubhanAllah. Tell me, how many of us do this? How many of us, oh no, no, it's a minor thing, it's not important. And this deed will be your luggage for forgiveness. We can't do the big actions. So Allah Ta'ala has given us such easy actions that Allah says, I'll instill into you the thought, Allah says, you'll be my guest, I will send to you. You respect that guest that gives you the intention to do good. Oh, that, for example, let me give him some food, let him give me some water, or he's walking past, let me help him. Or this child, he's from this family, let me give him a toffee, a sweet. These are high level actions of the deen. The whole Ramadan starts from these actions. This is the first sabak of taqwa. That if you want to be a muttaqi, then first and foremost, the first lesson of taqwa is never consider a good action as a small or minor action. Wherever you get an approach or an opportunity, first it will come into your heart, the thought will be instilled, Allah will send that thought. And who? Allah says, doesn't matter how sinful you are, black heart, everyone, Allah sends to everyone's heart a wari, the guest. But the difference here is this, those people who work hard on their hearts, people who work hard on their hearts, who spend time on their hearts, when the good thought comes to their heart, then immediately they implement the action. Immediately. But those people who are hard-hearted, who are dark-hearted, they don't work on their hearts, they don't do amal on their hearts are not soft, then they reject that thought. Suddenly shaitan attacks that heart. Shaitan. In this instance, shaitan, he attacks that heart, just like that man was walking past, and he stopped, and he thought, oh yaar, someone else will come and pick up that rubbish. Don't you think you're pious? You're going to the masjid, you just prayed salah, and I'll get jannah from that masjid, from the salah. Forget about moving the rubbish. Immediately, shaitan will come and say, you don't need to move this rubbish. Immediately, he'll take you towards those other actions you do. You're pious, you pray, you worship, just like you're sat here. Oh yaar, let me do dhikr and go to dhikr. This is warid. Allah sends the guest to your heart. Oh, majlis is taking place. Let's go to the majlis. Have you ever felt that? Whilst you're sitting, you have that thought, the positive thought. Oh yaar, let me do a bit of tasbih, subhanallah. And you pick up the tasbih while you're sitting. This is warid. Allah sends the guest to your heart. This amal, if you keep on doing this, you'll become a muttaqi. You'll become the muttaqi. And you won't even realize. When will you realize? When you're standing in the line on the day of judgment. And you'll be extracted from the line. That why are you standing in this line waiting for so many years? Come to the line of the muttaqis. Why are you standing? Me? I'm a muttaqi? I have not done anything. I didn't pray tahajjud. I didn't do any prayers. Don't you know why you, what you did? All of these actions you did, they allowed you to ascend the steps up to the point of taqwa. That, for example, you're going and you see that this person, let me wear the imamah. He's wearing imamah. This is warid. Allah sends this thought into your heart. You see a man wearing imamah, you think, oh, I should wear imamah as well. I like to do that. So Allah Ta'ala has made you close to that amal. Yes. Many times this happens to a person, you're going, and it's, you have no intention of praying salah, and you walk past the masjid. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala sends the warid. You'll think in your mind, oh, I was just going past the masjid. Okay, let me go into the masjid and pray salah. Allah sends the guest, invitation. Yes, you're going to meet someone. It's Eid. Let me give him a gift for Eid. This is a warid. This is a guest. Allah Ta'ala instills that guest into your heart. Every good action, if it's a connection to Allah Ta'ala, if a thought comes from Allah, and then you accept that invitation, that guest, within a minute you don't stop. You take the invitation. What's the loss? What's the loss? There's only one loss. The yaar. Is this a good deed? I won't get no reward for this. What's the point of this? Then the first, that's why in advance Rasulullah said that don't reject that opportunity. When Ramadan comes, the first lesson we're given is that what's it making us practice? That Ramadan, the practice that you're doing is that you don't practice any other action. You are practicing the action which even in your mind you don't have those thoughts. Even in your mind you don't have those emotions. Even in your memory and in your minds, you don't have those intentions to do good. That Allah Ta'ala's qurb, Allah's nearness is attained via small, 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 small actions. Don't consider that they're not important. Ramadan knew, they're not going to listen. Even then, they're going to run after the big actions, the big worship actions. They're not going to go to a poor man and give him food. They're going to go to a rich man. They're going to invite a rich man to their house and give iftari. They're not going to look at India, Pakistan, Indian subcontinent. He's hungry, poverty, thirsty. Let me speak about him or talk to him or give him food. You're sat here. For example, you take £1,000 out. Let's put it into this. But think about an insan, a human being. Yes, when you turn your attention to a human being who's in need, who has a requirement, you have a good thought in your heart, that's the warid, the guest, that will take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such thoughts and good thoughts when they come, then consider alhamdulillah, very quickly Allah ta'ala will make you successful. So do you have these positive thoughts in your hearts and minds? Yes. So while you're standing, you feel pity on somebody, for example, you're walking along, you have pity on someone for a certain reason.
Yes. Some days ago, I'm just showing you how the thought comes. Just some days ago, there was a person who was an Englishman, and he was on the street. I was walking past him. He was a simple man. He had nothing. He said, "Assalamu alaikum." I looked at him. He was an Englishman. I walked past. Then suddenly, warid came. Thought came into my head. Yes. Yes, I had no connection with him. No relation with him. I put my hand in my pocket. Is there anything there? However much money was there, go and give to him. He's looking at me. He's looking at my face. That's warid, invitation from Allah. Yes. If you don't give him, if you don't want to give, you don't give to many people, isn't it? Yes, you don't even put the charity in. You say, "Oh no, no, leave this. I don't want to give anything." But when Allah Ta'ala creates that thought, that this thought, that's Allah Ta'ala giving you invitation. If you don't give it, that's your loss. But here Allah says, "It's my thought I put in your heart, in your mind, then give it. And don't, you will not lose out." Allah Ta'ala says, "You won't." This is Allah's style. What a beautiful essence of Ramadan that we're understanding here. Beautiful conclusion. Beautiful conclusion. So if we do these actions all our life long, whenever good thoughts and good desires come, Ramadan will give guarantee you are muttaqi, you have succeeded. You have succeeded. Definitely do your big actions, may Allah give you tawfiq. But I know how weak we are. When we're capable after Ramadan, you'll realize that what we are doing, what we're practicing. Yes, show me nafal fast after that. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that everything that we're waiting, quickly we see the moon so we can quickly get out and do other things. Biscuits and toffees and cakes and chocolates and foods, delicacies, everything's been cruel. Alhamdulillah, Allah's ni'mas. Allah's ni'mas. But Eid makes us forget everything. So my brothers, this opportunity of having good thoughts, inshallah, many thoughts will come. Whatever comes, keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. That time, don't reject it. Whenever a good thought comes, don't reject it, because it'll be shaitan who wants to prevent you and stop you from doing that good action. Yes, sometimes you think, for example, you don't want to do anything. You feel like you don't want to do anything. When the thought comes, it's from Allah. Immediately empty your pockets. Give, "Oh, there's a masala. Allah's inviting." Do that amal straight away. That's why the Sufi Ikram, the respected Sufi, say that warid, when it comes to a Sufi, is the greatest amal from Allah. Just like the wahi that came to Rasulullah, the warid for a Sufi is a great amal. And on the walis of Allah, the warid comes. The invitation. Otherwise, shaitani thoughts come to people who are sinful, or hit him, or swear at him, or puncture his car tire, or say bad to him, or swear at this person, or ridicule this person. Yes? For example, children, we tell children that when somebody's going past us, we don't like, we tell the children, or swear at him, or dishonor this person, or discredit this person, or criticize this person. Even if there's nothing to do, we'll start typing, or swear at him, mock that person, and post it on the messaging. Social media, and today is a messaging system. And then what do we do? All the social media, different apps, and people are enjoying themselves on their screen, swear at this person, mock that person, dishonor this person, ridicule this person, joke with this person. We're happy. And on the other side, those people whose hearts are clean, the warid comes to their hearts. Allah Ta'ala sends them invitation, do this good deed, do this good deed, do this good action, look at this person with love, go to that person, ask him for forgiveness, I pestered that person, or I pained that person, oh, I'm just sitting, I'm free, pray two rukah nafil at least. Oh, I'm talking, wasting my time. Just do tasbih at the same time. You're walking on the pavement. Okay, recite the rushif, no difference to me. So these warids come to a person. They come, don't they? Good thoughts. Yes. So this benefits who? From this, instead of wasting time, at that time, when you'll be sitting with the waliyullah, then you learn these good habits. These are the things you'll learn in the company of Allah. You're going to learn to swear at people, or send bad messages, or send social media messages, or text messages. Is that what you're going to learn in the company of Allah? No. Those people who are companions of shaitan, and then he puts in their minds, do bad things. So, if you get good thoughts and good positive thoughts, then be millions of times grateful. Allah, I'm grateful, Allah. My sohbat is good, my heart is good, my dhikr is good as well. Subhanallah. Yes, just like Allah Ta'ala sent the wahi to his Nabi and his prophets, to the awliya, Allah sends kashf and vision. And they see things. When you keep on respecting your guests, keep on respecting your guests, then the guests will keep on coming. And that guest becomes a great guest. And this is that same guest that becomes a good deed, good deed, good deed, becomes kashf inside you, kashf-e kabool. And that friend of Allah, he sees, mashallah, how does a person become a wali Allah? Because he, when he gets a good thought, a good intention, he never rejects it. He never rejects it. That's why from their house, nobody leaves empty-handed. For example, somebody comes to ask, and he'll say, "I don't have anything." But he sees that, what is that guest who's come to me? If you have something, then give. Then he takes his luggage, his furniture from his house and gives to that person. Is this not the case? Yes. So this is the emotions of taqwa, the high level of taqwa. feeling. So I won't say to you that if you want to be a muttaqi, start praying tahajjud. I'm not saying to you, end of Ramadan. I'm not saying they're going to prostration, sujood, pray nawafil, or keep nafal fast. I'm just talking about faraid with you. Faraid. Rasulullah SAW sunnah. That's what's important for us. And a unique point, I'll tell you another unique point to gain this. Allah's Nabi SAW told us that Ramadan, the hadith about Ramadan, that if you want Allah Ta'ala's nearness, His closeness, if you want to be a wali, if you want to be a muttaqi, what should you do? Any good deed, don't reject it, don't consider it minor, just do it straight away. Do it straight away. We don't know what is Ramadan told us. What is the message? Nobody can explain this, isn't it? Yes, the whole Ramadan came for this practice. That if you want to be a muttaqi, then first and foremost, remember this amal. This is the first instruction. Pick up the hadith and read it for yourself. The Ramadan, you're entering Ramadan. First thing we were made to practice is this action. And Allah Ta'ala has not given emphasis as much as for this to practice this. What did Allah Ta'ala say? That I've prepared this for you so that you can practice. That whenever you do any small deed, then I'll make it equivalent to a fard in reward. Why? So that you become habitual in doing this. You get used to doing this. And when you get used to the reward, this is fard. I'll get the reward of fard, and that's what we do in Ramadan. Oh yaar, this is equivalent to a fard. Do nafal salah. This is equivalent to a fard. Do this. If I do this action, it's equivalent to fard. And there'll be 70 times over. And we do the good deeds. In reality, Allah says, get used to doing good deeds. Get used to doing good deeds. That just now, you get the thawab of one fard, but you'll get more than this. What's that? The Allah Ta'ala's love and Allah's qurb and closeness you'll attain. So what a small and very lightweight point, but you get these learnings from the company of the awliya Allah. Yes, so as Ramadan was passing, a great message of Ramadan I'm sharing with you. Very easy is Deenul Islam for us. We are scared after Ramadan I have to do this to be muttaqi, this. No, just 2-3 things bring them into your life. The root cause is that keep your company good. That's the root of all of this discussion. Wherever you are, don't worry. Dajjal can come. Dajjal's father will come. Fitna will come. Deen's disappearing. Don't worry about any of these things. If Allah gives you the tawfiq, because to get good sohbat company is very hard. It's not easy in this day and age. But we've got it so easily today. Ask those people who very hard it's for them to have good sohbat. And after so much hardship, they get good company. After so many problems, they get good company or sacrifices. After the whole life, at the end of the life, they get the sohbat of the pious person. When I've loved and I felt like it, then whoever's close to my sheikh, straight away I'd go and meet him. And mashallah, the love doesn't diminish. When something's in the house, then for example, if you got a takeaway and you'll eat while you got it, but that person who's far from the takeaway and himself is the owner of the takeaway, he doesn't even eat it, he doesn't like it, he doesn't feel like eating that food. Well, I'm not going to eat that food. No, I'm too used to it. It's being made. But the person who's from outside, who's a stranger, and he'll travel from far, oh, let's go there today and we'll have that food, that takeaway is a nice food he makes. They start preparing now, he's thinking about an Eid, I'll go there, I'll call my friends, I'll phone them, we'll go there to eat that takeaway, that restaurant, we'll enjoy ourselves in the evening. Because he values that, isn't it? That taste and that delicacy. So this is the point. So what we need to do is that this is how a person becomes successful. When he values something, when he does a good deed, and alongside that good deed, he moves towards the good, then he gets close to Allah. He attains Allah's qurb. The qurb increases. That's why Ramadan, the biggest message is given to us, that you've forgotten these things. That the small actions in Ramadan, we got the reward of fard, so we can get used to them. And after getting used to them, you can become muttaqi. Do this for the rest of your life. Because we can't do big actions during the rest of our life. It's difficult. How do I do this? When we can't do the big action, we say, leave the rest of it as well. We give up. Oh, we'll do it in Ramadan next year. No, this is not the case. The greatest formula that we've been given in this month, the greatest formula is what? That easy practice of deen. The greatest sohbat, have good company, pious company, then time and time again, good thinking will come to you. If you have bad company, you'll have shaitan thinking, beat him, hit him, swear at him, fight with him. But when you sit with the awliya Allah, with pious company, then good thinking will come to you. So this is what I'm saying to you.
That sohbat, good company, is very hard to get it. When we felt like seeing Hazrat Sahab, then what did I have to do? What sacrifice I had to make? I didn't make no sacrifice, nothing, no big effort, no big deal in comparison to what I was receiving. It's nothing making effort, traveling, etc. It was nothing. Didn't even realize all of those things have gone. And all we see now is the enjoyment of that good company. The feelings, the emotions. I never thought I had to spend this much on a flight ticket. I had to travel. Then I had difficulty in the journey. Thousands of miles I had to travel. Take the plane journey, the boat journey, and then taxi drive, and from where to where to go. And after all that, we used to see who? Subhanallah. One small masjid, it was sparkling, the wali of Allah was sitting there. Subhanallah. My heart felt that he said, you've come for this. I said, I've left everything in the dunya to come here. I left London, I left my shop, I left my business, I left my wife, I left my children, I left everything. I took a loan, money to travel to see that moon, the blessed Sheikh, my teacher. And subhanAllah, does the moon not reflect onto those who watch it? So obviously the beautiful, cool moon, and his reflection would come onto the heart, the Sheikh. So my brothers, that do one action wherever you are, wherever you live in the world, doesn't matter. But you could be 1,000 miles away, 10 miles away, 5 miles away, 2 miles away. But value the company of the teacher. Value the company of the teacher. Don't be disrespectful. Don't do bi'adbi. Don't have bad manners. Don't talk rubbish. Whenever you go to your sheikh, to your teacher, prepare, be ready. After going, I'll see him with such a sight. There'll be love beyond love that I will attain. And there'll be no complaint. There should be no complaint after that. I swear by Allah, on the rightful and true nazar, on every sight, the darajat will increase. The more you sit there, the more qurb of Allah, the rahmah and mercy of Allah will overwhelm you. I'm not saying this, the hadith says this. That when people go and sit with the wali Allah and they do majlis of dhikr, the angels surround the gathering, Allah's rahmah envelops the gathering, sakina descends. All of this is what? This is the sohbat, the gathering of the wali of Allah. His company, that this is what happens when a wali Allah sits. Then he's there every second, every moment. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So keep this one habit in life, the company of the Paisal. There are two people, one is Abu Jahl watching, and one is Abu Bakr watching. There are two types of watching. Abu Jahl, all lifelong, he said, oh, I don't want this, I want loss for you. He was, astaghfirullah, cursing. Eventually, where was he going to go? Into the well. And Abu Bakr said, he's looking one sight with love. That had a different value. Subhanallah. So he's the same man, human being. But the difference is in the way you look, the way you respect. Same man wearing imama, libas, but inside complaint and hypocrisy and criticism, no love, there's no hub and no adab and no manners, no sacrifice. So this is the reality. That's why Rasulullah said, if you come to see me, then give sadaqah first. Subhanallah. So first and foremost, you give sadaqah? Yes. That he is the sardar, the master of all the human beings, and nobody as Ali, he fulfilled the sunnah. So in my mind came this point, for this reason, that this is the darveshi's lifestyle, that when you go to see your sheikh, then give sadaqah before you go. Subhanallah. That may my visiting be accepted, may my looking be accepted, my qurb be accepted. Why? Because I have no link with the money that I'm giving. For him, he is a wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this. I'm giving this statement. The great wali of Allah, great wali of Allah, he said that until you will not get Rabb, you will not attain Allah's nearness. Until when? You will not attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness. You will not get taqwa. You will not get Allah, your Rabb. And taqwa you will not get until that time. Until you do not get the wasila of your sheikh, you cannot get taqwa and you cannot get nearness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yes, so you keep on rejecting this when the modern day and age, scientific danger, people say, oh, he's an extremist, what kind of waste of time talk is there? Go to the Kaaba, we'll see Allah, go to Muldazam and embrace it, you'll get Allah, drink Zamzam, you'll attain Allah's nearness. Oh, I spent a week in Haramain, Medina, great enjoyment, I've got Allah's nearness. These things are correct, what you're saying, that's fine. Yes, and I'm not challenging this, but in the company of the wali of Allah, what is there? Those who can't go to Makkah, who can't go to Medina, they have no assets. Allah says, I'll tell you where to go. Allah says, my rahmah, it descends, go to the company of the wali Allah and sit there and you'll get everything. All of the benefit.
So very straightforward message Ramadan's given to us. If you want to become a muttaqi, if you want to be a muttaqi, then when good thoughts come in your heart and mind, at that time when you sit with the good people, after that the good thoughts come. Do this action, do that action, do that action. When you have good sohbat, good company, then good thoughts will come. The more you have love and adab and manners and ihtiram and respect for your sheikh, then the good thoughts and the good feelings will increase in your heart and mind. Remember this. This fakir's point, remember this lesson, that the more good company of your sheikh, then the good thoughts and the good invitation and the good desire to do good will become kashf and karamat. You say, I don't feel kashf and karamat and good dreams and emotions. All the capacity is inside you. You have all the capability inside you. A small amal, Rasul said that at least give salam to somebody. In your heart you have the feeling, at least smile at that person. Allah's Nabi says, let me tell you this. Why are you looking left and right? This will happen. This will happen, that give bayah to a person, a wali Allah, and sit with him. Sit with him. Subhanallah. So my brothers, may Allah Ta'ala accept all our Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our spiritual gatherings on Ramadan and our majalises. What I've said, may Allah Ta'ala accept, and the different mistakes I've made, may Allah Ta'ala ask you for forgiveness. And I keep asking Allah forgiveness. That Allah, when I speak, I try that Allah Ta'ala, that your mahbub, your beloved servants, that with your beloved servants, hukam I speak, my teacher, my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib gave me hukam, that go and speak to the people. That's why I speak, otherwise I have no need to speak. So he instructed me and I speak to you. If brothers, if my words are beneficial for you, then accept them. And if you don't like them, don't be unhappy, don't swear, don't criticize, then don't speak about them. Yes, those people who don't like a majalis, don't come here. You don't need to be unhappy, you don't need to be angry, go to another majalis. Go to majlis. Why do you, for example, so much difficulty and pain, you don't like it and you still come, that I don't understand this until today. What does this mean? That if you don't like it, then go to another gathering, sit somewhere else. Sit somewhere else. So, alhamdulillah, that mashallah, there's no lack of the sheikhs, and mashallah, I have no lack of murids. So this is a very great case of happiness. My husband said that there's no happiness for who comes, and there's no regret or sadness for who leaves. I don't know who's gone, where's he gone, he hasn't come. If he's gone, he's gone. If he's gone, he's gone. May Allah Ta'ala give khair. If he's come, welcome, hukum, instruction, and embrace him, show him love. Whatever you have, try to give to that person. Try to give to that person. Subhanallah. That he's the guest of Allah. He's the guest. So inshallah, I'm hopeful that Ramadan after Ramadan, you'll keep on coming and going or not, tell me. Yes, and it's not just restricted to Ramadan, is it? May Allah Ta'ala have a majalis, allow us to have a majalis again. May Allah give me power and health so I can keep on sitting in front of you. And so that our journey continues. Come, let's do the final dhikr of Ramadan and present it to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's court. Ameen. Recite the Rushri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allah tera lakh 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 shukr mere maula, tune ramzan ke end tak hame pahunchaya, ihtimam tak pahunchaya, iman ki halat mein, deen ki halat mein, ya allah quran ki halat mein, ya mere maula, bade bade inamat, badi badi nimate, bade bade fazl, bade bade karam tune ata farmaye mere maula, ya allah hame shukr karne wala banda bana de, qadr karne wala banda bana de, ae mere maula tu humse razi ho ja, ya allah maula tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, sari zindagi hame taqwa guzarne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo inaamat, jo karam nawazishain tune ki hain mere maula, uski qadr karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma, uske shukr karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma, hame shukr guzar banda bana de. Ae mere maula, sari wo duaen jo nabi pak sunne ramzan mein tujhse mangi, ya Allah, ramzan ke ihtimam mein tujhse mangi, ramzan ke baad mein tujhse mangi, sari un duaon mein ya Allah tu hame shamil farma le. Ae mere maula, hamari tamam pareshaniyon ko, musibaton ko, bimariyon ko, aafaton ko mere dur farma de. Ya Allah, phir rahmaton wala, aafiyaton wala, ya Allah, asad hamari zindagi ata farma mere maula. Ya mere maula, hamare maarifat ke darajaton ko buland farma, zikr asghar ki majlis ko aasan farma. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ko bakhsh de, hamare tamam rishtedaron ko bakhsh de, tamam ummat ko bakhsh de, tamam mominat ko bakhsh de, tamam mominon ko bakhsh de. Ae mere maula, tu apne fazl o karam se qabristan jo leti hain un sab ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, tamam murdon ko bakhsh de. Ya mere maula, iske darajat buland farma de. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ہمارے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کے اعلیٰ درجہ مقام عطا فرما. آمین. ایسا مقام عطا فرما کہ یا اللہ روز حشر میں سب اس پر رشک عطا فرما. آمین. اے میرے مولا, ہمیں نقش بندی جھنڈے میں اٹھا. آمین. یا اللہ, ہمارے حشر بھی نقش بندی میں کر. آمین. یا اللہ, ہمیں حضرت جھنڈے میں دخلوں گا. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.